The journey that I've been through with the Tracy family in the last 10 days has brought this virus home hard. To hear a wife on the other end of a phone cry and plead, a daughter and two sons, that they would never see their father again as his condition worsened and out in the Galvin Hospital. The nurses in that hospital on the early hours of Saturday morning held Frank's hand and sung to him to comfort him and calm him in the final minutes of his life. It came as a great comfort minister to Frank's family to know that those nurses went the extra mile to support their father and a husband in the final hours of his life. Frank called me last Tuesday on the way to this assembly, knowing that his battle with the virus was coming to an end. And he had this to say: please get the message out there loud and clear. I have done everything, as have my family, to ensure that we followed the regulations and kept safe. He admitted that he couldn't beat the virus. A man that is very fit and healthy and able, energetic, loved life and loved his family. He asked that people take this seriously, that it could end a life very quickly. And in Frank's case, just over 1 week.